tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know we are here
to give you honest opinions,
not paid ones.
We are a couple of critics,
featuring Becca's Corner.
Hi guys, this is your girl Becca Sarah. So today I'm doing another restaurant review. Today I'm doing a brunch place. Some of you might have heard of it, some of you have not, and it's called Another Broken Egg Cafe. So this is an amazing brunch place that I've been twice. One time was with a group of girlfriends, one was with one of my really good friends. And this place is open from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is a great place to go with your friends, your significant other, your family. Very good atmosphere, great customer service, and the prices are really good as well. So the first time I went, I got the cinnamon roll French toast. And if you don't know about Another Broken Egg Cafe, whatever you order, you also get provided some eggs and also your choice of meat. So for me, I always get over easy eggs. Those are my favorite kind of eggs, and bacon. So that was my meal in general. And with the breakfast of my cinnamon roll toast, it came along with fruit, and those were blackberries, blueberries, raspberry. So it was both savory and sweet. For me personally, I am a sweet girly, so I love having a sweet breakfast. I like having either my food or my drink or both being very sweet. So if you aren't a sweet person, you're more of a savory person, there are things in the menu that will fit your savory needs as well. This also comes with, this meal comes with maple syrup. So if you're into maple syrup, you can go all at it. I'm very into maple syrup. I am Canadian. I put as much as possible. I love maple syrup. So this meal alone costs $16.50. So not that bad, not way too expensive, not budget breaking. And then after that, I asked for, what are your sweet margaritas? Because I like sweet margaritas, that's my go-to. And one of them, those that they told me about, was the brunch blueberry margarita. It was very tasty, very, it has some blueberries on it. It was really, really good. That cost me $13.29. So in total, I spent $29.79 for my first experience at Another Broken Egg Cafe. And then the second time I went there, I spent around that same price as well. Not too expensive, so around $30 for each person. Not too bad. The service was really good, very friendly, amazing. So the next time I went, so the second time, I had the cookie dough waffle, which
again, like I told you earlier, everything you order comes with a specific kind of egg and a meat. And I always do over easy eggs, and I also always do bacon, and that for me cost $14.79. Our waitress was amazing. Her name was Winter, just like the season. And I asked her, what are your more sweet margaritas? And she recommended the second thing that the waiter last time when I went to another Broken Egg Cafe mentioned for us. And she said the mango margarita. So I had that. That was sweet as well. Like, I like it. It could be too sweet for some people, but it wasn't. I don't think either one of the two options that I was recommended, being like sweet margaritas, were too sweet. But if you have like any like health issues, or you're diabetic and you have to watch your sugars, I would ask how sweet they are for them, because everybody's sweet this level is different. And and for me in general, the two margaritas I was recommended that were the more sweeter ones, I agree with both of my servers. They are sweet. They're like, they get my stamp of approval of being sweet, because sometimes servers say a drink is sweet, but it's not sweet. It might be sweet for them, but it's not sweet for me at all. So at the end of the day, if you want a sweet drink, I would ask your server which one is sweet and try it to see if it's your level of sweet that you want overall. So that mango margarita cost me $13.29. So in total, I spent $29.91. So like I said, close to $30. Not expensive at all. If you're in the Orlando area, there's one in Winter Park, which is the one I went to recently. There's another one in Lake Mary, which is the first one I went to, and there's other locations as well. I believe it's a great place to go for brunch with anyone if you're celebrating a birthday, because I know a lot of people do birthday brunches. Good for if you want to do an anniversary, morning day, hang out with your girlfriends. It's in general a really great place to have brunch. The music is not too loud, because some places I know like they up the volume of the music, so you can't really hear what the other person is saying. But here it's like really good level of music, very mellow. Anyone's in here. We have people who have children, people who don't. No crying babies were here. So it wasn't really distracting in that aspect. But I feel like it's a great place for anyone to go. Very mellow, very clean, very great customer service. So if you're in the Orlando area and you're looking for a great brunch place to try that isn't super expensive and is not in or near any of the theme parks, another Broken Egg is a great option for you to try, in my opinion. So I hope this was very informative for you guys, and hopefully you guys will try a Broken Cafe. Just to remind you, this is a brunch spot, so it works brunch hours, meaning 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Once it's 2 p.m., it's closed until the next day. So I would work around your schedule with whoever you want to go with to what, and you guys can go. It might mean you guys have to wake up super early to do it, but it's a place that you guys should all go and try either some brunch food or some lunch food or a mixture of both. And it's not something that's like also like exotic. Like, it's an American based brunch place. So have a great rest of your day, guys. I hope to talk to you guys soon. I love you guys all so much.